The end of a relationship is often a very unfortunate situation for many people. A breakup, for many of us, marks the end of a romantic relationship and can be one of the most painful and challenging experiences. In today's episode, we will explore why it's so difficult to get over a breakup and discuss strategies based on psychological theories, while mentioning some well-known books to help you heal and move forward in a healthy way.
Welcome to Health Radio, the podcast where leading experts in various fields of human health address the topics that concern you the most and those you are curious to know more in depth. Health Radio, the podcast of health.
Hello and good morning, afternoon, or night, whatever you are hearing us. I'm psychologist Andres Chimal and welcome you to a new episode of Health Radio. So, we are going to talk about a breakup in a relationship, and we are going to start telling you that a breakup doesn't just mean losing a partner. It also involves coping with the collapse of shared dreams, expectation, and a significant part of our identity. Understanding why it's so hard to let go and how we can face this loss is crucial to the recovery process. So, I invite you to approach this topic from a psychological perspective, considering the stages of grief and offering practical advice to rebuild your life. Let's begin by understanding the nature of a breakup. When a relation ends, we are not just dealing with the absence of a person. We are also processing the loss of an emotional connection that provided us with security and meaning. This loss can trigger a series of intense and often conflicting emotions, such as sadness, anger, fear, and confusion. Rachel Sussman's book, The Breakup Bible, describes a breakup as a process of loss that resembles grieving the death of a loved one. Sussman explains that the pain of a breakup can be very intense because romantic relationships are a central part of our lives, and we often project much of our future onto them. For many people, the relationship not only defines who they are in the present, but also who they hope to be in the future. That's why when a relationship ends, we feel as though we've lost a part of our identity and sometimes our compass for the future. This loss of direction can be disorienting and frightening. To better understand the emotional process we face during a breakup, we can refer to the theory of grief, where Elizabeth Kubler-Ross describes five stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Although this theory was developed to describe grief over the death of a loved one, it applies equally well to breakups. But let's take a closer look at what each of these stages entails. Denial. In this phase, it may be difficult to accept that the relationship has ended. We often find ourselves revisiting old text messages, looking at photos, or searching to signs that things might return to how they were. Denial is a way of protecting ourselves from the full impact of loss, allowing us to process reality gradually. The anger can be directed toward our ex-partner, ourselves, or even the world at large. We may feel betrayed or angry for having invested so much time and effort in the relationship that didn't work out. Bargaining is the stage when we try to find ways to reverse the situation or win back the relationship. We may think things like, if I had done this differently, maybe we'd still be together. Or what if we tried a long-distance relationship? During the bargaining stage, we spend hours reflecting on how I could have changed my behavior to avoid the breakup. On depression, deep sadness and hopelessness are characteristic of this stage. We may feel down, cry frequently, or lost interest in activities we once enjoyed. This is a crucial stage where we face the reality of the loss and feel its full weight. Finally, we reach the acceptance, a point where we begin to accept the reality of the breakup and start looking toward the future. It doesn't mean all the pain disappears, but we begin to find peace and rebuild ourselves. It's important to remember that these stages are not linear. We may move back and forth between them, and each person will experience the process differently. The key is to allow ourselves to feel these emotions without judgment. Now, let's talk about how to overcome a breakup. Ultimately, this is a personal and unique process for each individual. However, there are strategies and advice based on psychology and expert experience that can help you on this path to healing. Allowing grief. It's essential to give space to our emotions so they can exist. Don't judge yourself for feeling sad, angry, or even relief. Each emotion is valid and part of the healing process. In the book, Mars and Venus Starting Over, John Gray emphasized that recognizing and processing emotions are essential to recover. Seeking support. Don't try to face this process alone. Talking with friends, family, or a therapist can provide you with an external perspective on the necessary emotional support. In the book Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel Keeler, they highlight the importance of secure connections during moments of vulnerability. Talking to someone who understands what you are going through can be incredibly liberating. Self-care. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. Exercise regularly. Eat well, even when you don't have hungry. And ensure you get enough sleep. Activities like yoga or meditation can be helpful in finding balance and calm during emotionally stressful times. Another strategy is setting boundaries. If possible, establish clear boundaries with your ex to allow yourself space to heal. This might mean unfollowing them on social media, limiting communication, or setting rules about when you can interact. Rediscover yourself. Take time to rediscover who you are outside of the relationship. Revisit all hobbies or try new activities that interest you. In You Can Heal Your Heart by Louise Hay and David Kessler, practical exercises are offered to help gain a sense of self after a breakup. Therapy and personal development. Sometimes a breakup can unearth old wounds or traumas. Therapy can offer tools to deal with these feelings and promote deeper personal growth. Try to maintain a positive attitude. Although it's difficult in the moment, remember that breakups are also an opportunity for personal growth. Through adversity, we develop resilience and discover an inner strength we might not have known we had. As you can see, it's crucial to remember that healing takes time, and everyone does it at their own pace. There is no set timeline for getting over a breakup, and it's okay to feel vulnerable. What's important is to keep moving forward, one day at a time. So, dear friends, overcoming a breakup, it's a journey that can be painful, but also transformative. By understanding these stages of grief and implementing strategies of self-care and professional growth, we can find the path to a stronger, more authentic version of ourselves. Remember that it's okay to ask help and to take time needed to heal. The pain is temporary, and with time, life will shine again with new opportunities and experiences. Each day is an opportunity to learn something new about yourself and the world around you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I remember you my name. I'm psychologist Andres Chimal, and I hope the ideas shared here will be helpful on our journey to healing and personal growth. Remember that although the end of a relationship is painful, it's also the beginning of a new chapter full of possibilities. Allow yourself to grow, love again, and discover all that life has to offer. See you in the next episode.
You've listened to Health Radio. Thanks for joining us. Be aware to our next podcast, where you'll find specialized information, guests, and more on prevention to keep yourself healthy. Don't forget to subscribe to our page to stay tuned about all the news we are preparing, and share it with your friends to contribute to create a healthy community. See you soon and take care. Health Radio, the podcast of health.